The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. And the lad Samuel ministered to Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no frequent vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place. Now his eyes had begun to wax dim, so that he could not see. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was laying down to sleep. In the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of God was, that Yahweh called Samuel, and he said, Here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. And he said, I didn't call, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Yahweh called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. And he answered, I didn't call, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed to him. And Yahweh called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. And Eli perceived that Yahweh had called the lad. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down, and it will be, if he calls you, that you will say, Speak, Yahweh, for your slave hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Yahweh came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for your slave hears. And Yahweh said to Samuel, Look, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from the beginning even to the end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever, for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons cursed God, and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house will not be expiated with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of Yahweh. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, Here I am. And he said, What is the thing that Yahweh has spoken to you? I pray you, don't hide it from me. God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all the things that he spoke to you. And Samuel told him every bit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is Yahweh. He will do what seems good to him. And Samuel grew, and Yahweh was with him, and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yahweh. And Yahweh appeared again in Shiloh. For Yahweh revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Yahweh.